Jacob Castrojano is HIV positive. He was diagnosed well over a decade ago, but for a long time, he hid his diagnosis.
Because I was just scared of people's reaction.
And he didn't get any kind of treatment. Then he met the woman who would become his wife. She got him into treatment, and now his viral load is undetectable, and his doctor is more worried about his cholesterol than HIV. San Antonio Metro Health Director Dr. Colleen Bridger says getting more people diagnosed and treated is among the goals of the city's now year-old program, Fast Track Cities,
which is an international initiative to address what's going on with HIV and tackle it openly, transparently, and with data.
The accomplishments achieved by the program over the last year include cutting the length of time it takes for someone who tests positive to get into treatment by nearly half. It has also increased the number of people tested through the city's mobile unit from 4,000 in a year to 4,000 in a month. But Bridger says she has more ambitious goals for next year at this time.
I'd love to be able to stand up at the podium and say 90% of HIV positive people know their status. 90% of people diagnosed with HIV have been connected to medical resources and have started treatment. And 90% of people on treatment have reduced their viral load to zero.
She would also like to see the stigma around those testing positive for HIV to disappear, and the shame. Jacob Castrojano says that's why he's now speaking publicly about his status.
The shame is what actually is the bigger problem, because people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to go get tested. And so that is what inevitably leads to the more spreading of HIV.
By the way, Castrojano and his wife, who are both HIV positive, are the parents of three healthy children who are all HIV negative. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.